One of the advantages of this particular group is that we get to sing some different pieces that we haven't sung before.
所以我们在这一个学习小组里面的一个很大的优势呢, 就是我们通常呢可以去唱一些我们以前没有唱过的歌。
So we're going to do the Savior Above and then one, but we may have done once or twice before, but we're going to have to learn it better. So we'll start out the Savior Above.
我们先要唱呢，在天上的救主，然后再唱另外一首歌，我们可能没唱过，唱过或者唱过一次两次，我们看我们能够学的怎么样。
Very good. Here we go.
The Savior above, in wonderful love, came down to this world to die. All who believe, find power to receive, and live with him ever.
Very good. The next one is Jesus is the friend of sinners, and each verse goes on, if you trust him, he will save you. The third verse is, he will walk along beside you. And that's what we want to spend a little time on this morning, walking with Jesus. He will walk along beside you, and then finally, he will lead you on to glory. So you'll learn it. It's very easy. You'll learn it as we go. And it's just a lovely little tune. Here we go.
See you, man.
Jesus is the friend of sinners, friend of sinners, friend of sinners. Jesus is the friend of sinners, he will set you free. If you trust him, he will save you, he will save you, he will save you. If you trust him, he will save you, if you love on you. He will walk along beside you, walk beside you, walk beside you. He will walk along beside you, guide you day by day. To glory, on to glory, on to glory, he will lead you on to glory, oh forevermore.
Very good, we'll sing it one more time, make sure we got it clearly in our heads. Simple truth, wonderful truth, make sure you enjoy them. Jesus is the friend of sinners.
所以非常好，我们再唱一遍。这个是一个非常简单的一个旋律，一个非常简单的真理，确保你能跟得上来。那么，这个主耶稣是罪人们的朋友。
Here we go then.
Jesus is the friend of sinners, friend of sinners, Jesus is the friend of sinners. He can set you free. If you trust him, he will save you. He will save you. He will save you. If you trust him, he will save you. Give your life on you. He will walk along beside you. Walk beside you, walk beside you, He will walk along beside you, guide you day by day. He will lead you on to glory, on to glory, on to glory. He will lead you on to glory, on forever and ever.
Okay, so we're going to carry on from where we left off. We were talking about gleaning in the barley field.
对，我们要继续，就是说是差我们刚才停下来的，就是我们在学习呢，在田里捡麦穗。
And I know nothing about that.
我对这个一点都不了解。
But Vic says, I used to glean in the garden, in the barley field.
老王说呢，我通常呢，在那个田里捡麦穗。
So Vic's going to tell you the story about gleaning in the garden, in the barley field.
所以老王会给我们讲一下啊，在田里捡麦穗的事情。
我不仅有捡麦穗的经验，我也有收割的经验。
So he's not have that glean experience. Also, he had that cutting barley experience.
Good for you.
通常在这个季节，是最忙的季节，人们呢没有时间回家吃饭。
So that in that season is a super busy season. They even did not have time to go home to for.Dinner or lunch.
所以呢，这个就是家属要把这个烧好的这个热水，通常是放上一些麦子，然后烧着这种水，用个桶盛的。然后呢，把饭也用一个这个什么东西筐子盛的，挑的，就是田头去，在那吃。通常这个时候呢，是全年吃的最好的，因为工作最累，要吃最好的饭。
So the family did not, family members, they did not go to the field. They were preparing foods at home. And so that they, normally they were used the water, oil water and hot water, put some grain inside and prepared some food on the top so that it keep warm. So they used that something to carry that to the field. So that he said that season, normally they had a very, very good food at that season.
捡麦穗呢，有时候呢是学校组织的，学校组织捡，这可以。但是呢，学校如果不组织捡，别人都去捡的话，别人去捡那些收麦的这个赶出来走，为什么呢？我们中国没有这个摩西的律法，为什么不去捡？
So he said that normally the school will have a field trip that the students went together to the field. But if you are not belong to the students, you come by yourself, that the farmer will drive you out. So that, because we don't have Moses law in China.
Okay.
捡麦穗是一个非常这个辛苦的工作，因为呢天气很热。他这个我们是捡小麦的，他讲的这个是大麦，大麦的收获的季节可能在四月份，是吧？在四月份，那小麦的在五月份，它就比较热，所以说小麦在五月份，它就。
So it's a gleaning is a very hard job because we talk about in the Book of Ruth is we harvest barley, but in China they harvest wheat. So normally that the harvest season is in April for barley, but for wheat is in May, so that's very hard, so that's very hard job.
Finish it. Very good.
All right. So, anyone else? Anyone else harvest barley?
所以你们大家还是人。
我觉得以色列他们那个时候就分田稻谷了，那是他们自己的。我们中国呢，可能是那个时候捡麦子都是一个村一个村里面的，都是公家的。那时候全村里去收麦子的时候呢，那个麦田里很多兔子。这时候麦子没事去专门去打兔子去。
The Jar said in the land of Israel, they have their own land.Own field,
yeah.
But at that time in China, the field belonged to the government.
So that is why.
But he said that there is many rabbits in the field. So he went to the main reason to hunt some rabbit.
Okay, very good.Now, the other thing is Roy used to harvest barley. So, Roy, you tell him your story.
所以我呢也参加过，因为那个时候呢，我们是，我还在上小学，小学我们有学农的那个课程，学校组织去。然后呢，我们因为那个时候我年纪小，只能在后面讲。那时候就特羡慕那些就是初中的学生，他可以去割。因为我特别喜欢割，然后呢，因为割我就割特别爽，不喜欢在后面剪。但是呢，因为那个镰刀啊，它经常会把我们割伤，一不小心手割伤啊，腿割伤，那必须弯着腰先这样才能割，割不着你的腿，割不着你的手，所以他们不让小孩低年级的学生去收，所以这是我们就在后面剪，其实挺好玩的。
That's very, very good. So anyway, some of us never had barley gleaning experience, but I think it sounds like fun, but hard work.
这是非常非常好，因为呢，我们有些人呢有这样的去捡麦穗的这样的一个经历，就是说听起来很好玩，但是呢也是一个艰苦的工作。
I think Ruth got the best deal.
我认为路德呢得到的是最好的交易。
All right, so Roy, can you take us back to last week, please?
OK, 我来给大家继续分享这个上个星期就是继续讲的那个。
Last week we asked the question, where is he that is born the king of the Jews?
所以上个星期呢我们问了一个问题，那么说呢那个就是说出生来为犹太王的那个王在哪里。
And so the question is, where was he then?And where is he? I want us to think today of what your reaction would be if you were with him when he was there.
也就是说是我们呢谈到了呢就是他在哪里出生的，他曾经在哪里，后来在哪里去了哪里。我的问题就是说，如果你在那个年代和主耶稣基督在一起，你的反应会是什么样子的呢？
All right, so you'll remember that when he first came, Matthew 2:2, when the wise men first came, they found the Lord Jesus Christ in the house.
因为你们大家也都记得，在马太福音2:2里，当那些东方的博士来的时候呢，看到主耶稣基督在一个房间里。
He was the baby in the house.
他那是那个房子里的小孩。
Whose house was he in?
他在谁的房子里呢
？Oh, we're really not told.
我没有被告知。
Had Joseph and Mary rented a house when they were in Bethlehem?
所以约瑟和玛利亚他们在伯利恒的时候租了房子住吗
？Or were they living in someone else's house?
或者说他们住在其他人的房子里呢
？And I'm not sure. Either one could have been the case.I think maybe it was possible that somebody had said to them, "You come to our house. You stay in our house."
所以我不是很确定，两样呢可能都会是的。但是我觉得呢，就是有些人说呢，你们来我家住，你们可以住在我家。
So the parallel question is, where is Jesus Christ today?
所以类似的问题是，主耶稣基督今天他在哪里？
Is he in your house?
他在你家里吗？
And I started to think about that.
我就开始思考这个问题
了。And I said, well, when I grew up, was Jesus in our house?
因为我在思考这个问题，我说当我成长的过程中，主耶稣基督住在我家吗？
And I told you before that very, very often, our mother and father invited preachers and Christian friends into our house.
所以我跟大家讲过很多次，就是说我们的母亲呢，就是在那个时候呢，经常邀请那些讲道人和基督徒们来到我家。
And frankly, I've told you before that as a boy, I was very, very happy when the Christians had come over to our house, the guests had come to our house.
这个呢，我也跟大家讲过，当时呢，我非常非常的高兴，当那个基督徒们来到我家的时候。
And I told you that one of the reasons for that was that we always had extra special desserts when the family had others in the house.
因为就是我跟大家也讲过，其中一个我非常高兴的原因是呢。在那一天呢，我们有特别的甜点吃。
But then I thought about it some more, and I said, Harold, I think that our mother basically said, the Lord Jesus Christ is always going to be a guest in our house.
所以我呢想了一下，想了一下，我觉得呢，我们的母亲呢，她经常说 Harold 呢。那个这主耶稣基督呢，他总是我们家的宾客。
And so we couldn't do certain things in our house that we shouldn't do because Jesus Christ was in our house.
所以呢，我们可以做一些特别的事情在我们家里做，因为主耶稣基督在我家里。
And sometimes little boys would think about doing something bad, but we couldn't do that in our house because that's where Jesus lived.
因为有些小孩呢，可能在家里呢干坏事儿，那么说呢，如果呢主耶稣基督在那我们家里，我们就不会干坏事了。
And then I thought, now Harold, you've just got to remember that. It's one thing to say Jesus is in my heart, but it's another thing to say Jesus is in my house.
所以呢，我跟自己说 ，Harold， 你必须要思考清楚呀。就说主耶稣基督住在我心里是一回事儿，那么说呢，主耶稣基督住在我家里又是另外一回事儿。
And sometimes we'll put a verse of scripture. Norma used to do this in her house. Put a verse of scripture here and there that would say Jesus is in this house.
因为有时候呢，就是说是我们会就是放一些经文，就 Norma 呢在他自己家里也会经常这样做。那个经文告诉我们呢，就是说主耶稣基督住在我家。
Would it be a different kind of a house if Jesus was there?
如果呢，主耶稣基督住在那个房子里，那个房子会是不同的房子吗？
And the answer is, yeah, probably would be. A good thing, Jesus, if you were to go home, and as soon as you got home, you opened the door and Jesus was there and he said, welcome home, and...
答案是有可能是的，有可能是呢，因为呢，如果主耶稣基督在你家里，你回家时的主耶稣基督说欢迎回家。
It might make a difference.
有可能变成不一样了。
Should it make a difference?
那是不是应该变得不一样呢？
No, we should realize he's there all the time. Shouldn't make any difference. He's always there. We've got to live like he's always there.
因为这个我们也不是这样的，我们就说是不是说他在那里，就是说也不一样，因为主耶稣他一直在那里，所以呢就应该一直是不一样的。
So where was Jesus when we come to the rest of the Gospels?
所以在其他的福音书里，主耶稣都在哪里呢
？Well, he was doing and teaching, and what were the others doing when what were the others doing when Jesus was doing and teaching?
因为他在教导，他在教导。那么，那主耶稣基督在教导的时候，其他人在干什么
？And the answer is they were watching.
答案是他们在观看。
What do we do in our life?
在我们的人生里，我们应该做什么
？Well, we read the Bible and we meditate on the Bible and we are continually watching what Jesus did and what he said so that we can learn. our job is not only to let him live in our house, but our job is to be watching him as we see him going through life.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说是我们的工作呢，是我们要读圣经，并且默想圣经，思考圣经，然后呢，去观察我们的主耶稣基督他教导的是什么。所以我们的工作呢，在我们家里呢，不仅仅是说是我们要去读圣经，我们要去观察主耶稣基督教导我们应该做的事情。
So last time we talked about what the Lord Jesus was doing.In the Acts, the Epistles, Timothy, Titus, Hebrews, Peter, and Revelation and John. It's not Revelation, Peter and Jude. What was he doing in those sections?
因为上个星期我们谈到呢，主耶稣基督在书信里他在做什么呢？书信呢就是像那罗马书啊，那个就是哥林多书啊，加拉太书啊，以弗所书啊，约翰一书啊，约翰彼得书啊，这些提多书、提摩太书，他在干什么呢？
And in all of those cases, he was building his church, wasn't he?
在这所有的里面，他是在建造他的教会，是不是呢？
So if that's what the Lord Jesus is doing, what are we doing?
这就是主耶稣基督他在做的事情，那么我们应该做什么呢？
Well, if he's building his church, we're working with him.
如果他在建
While he's building his church.
如果他是在建造教会，那么说呢，我们就为他工作，和他一起工作，当他建造。教会的时候
so when he's in the house, we're the ones who are entertaining him.
因为当他在那个就是说是房子里面的时候，我们就是那样一位去招待他的。
And so when he's in the Bible, especially in the Gospels, we're the one who's watching him and learning from him.
因为当他是在圣经里面的时候，在那书信里面说的，我们就是那一位呢，去观察他，向他学习的。
And when he is in the church, when he's in the world and in the church, what are we doing? We are working with him.
所以当他在教会的时候，当他在这个世界的时候呢，我们呢在做什么呢？我们和他一起做工。
Now, in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 to 20, we've got the little line there, he is judging the world.
在下面这一句里面，大家看到在启示录里四章的二十节呢，他在审判世界。
What do we do when he's judging the world?
四十章的二十章啊，那么他在审判世界的时候，我们在干什么呢？
And it's interesting, as you go through the book of Revelation,You will find that when he is judging the world, the saints are worshiping him.
所以这个非常有意思。当你去读启示录的时候呢，你看当主耶稣基督审判世界的时候呢，基督徒们呢在敬拜他。
Some people say, well, if Jesus is judging that guy, I should be along beside him, and I could punch him in the nose too.
所以有些人说呢，如果主耶稣基督呢在审判那个人呢，我应该跟着也去，我也打他的鼻子。
That's not our job.
这不是我们的工作。
Our job is not to execute vengeance. Our job is to worship him when he is doing what is right and should be done.
所以这个里面我们的工作呢，并不是说我们去报仇、去报复。当他呢在做正确的事情的时候呢，在那些该做的事情要做完的时候，我们的工作是敬拜他。
All right, what's the last thing we learned about the Lord Jesus last week?
所以上个星期最后一件我们学到的关于主耶稣基督的是什么？
In chapter 21 and 22, he is with his bride.
在二十一章到二十二章里面呢，他呢和他的新娘在一起。
And that is absolutely wonderful and profound. Where is the Lord Jesus going to be for all eternity?
所以这个就是绝对的、奇妙的、绝对深邃的道理。那么说呢，主耶稣都在永恒里，主耶稣都和谁在一起了？
Where is he going to be? He's going to be with us.
他在哪里呢？他会与我们同在。
And if Jesus Christ is with us for all eternity, where are we going to be?
因为如果主耶稣基督在永恒里一直跟我们在一起，那我们应该在哪里了？
We're going to be with him.
我们和他同在。
Okay, you can get awfully excited about that.
你会为此感到非常的兴奋的。
Now, when you go to Revelation chapter 21 and 22, you will find that there is no need for the light in heaven.
所以当你呢读到启示录二十一章、二十二章的时候呢，你就会注意到在天堂里不需要啊、光了。
And I should have got that reference for you. I may even find it as we're talking.
所以我应该把那个就是经文找出来给大家看，当我谈论的时候呢，我会找到的。
All right. So if Jesus is the light.In the New Jerusalem, if Jesus is the light in eternity, what is our job?
如果主耶稣基督呢，他是新耶路撒冷城的那个光，他是永恒里面的光，那么我们的工作是什么呢？
If he's the light, what's our job?
那么如果他是光，我们的工作是什么？
We are to be reflecting the light.
我们
He's the light and we reflect it.
我们应该是反射光的，因为它是光，我们把光反射出来。
Some of you know what a diamond is.
你们大家有些人知道钻石是什么东西。
Why is a diamond beautiful?
钻石为什么那么漂亮呢？
Because it reflects the light.
因为它呢反光。
Okay. Why should the church be beautiful?
为什么教会这么美？
We should be reflecting the light.
我们也应该去反射光。
If you're really like Jesus, the more people look at you, they're going to be saying, Jesus is beautiful.
如果呢，你越像主耶稣基督，其他的人呢，越是看你呢，他们会越觉得主耶稣基督太美了。
So were the wise men wise?
那么这些聪明人为什么聪明呢？
Yes, they came to reflect, sorry, they came to see Jesus.
他们来寻找主耶稣。
And if they had stayed with Jesus, why, things would have been wonderful for them. They could have been the people in charge of the house where Jesus lived.
因为呢，如果呢，他们呢留下来和主耶稣基督在一起呢，事情会变得非常的美好。他们会在主耶稣基督家里管理事情。
And then they could have been watching him like we should when he did his deeds and taught his people.
因为他们呢，然后呢就会像我们一样，当主耶稣基督去做他的事情，去教导他的子民的时候呢，我们可以在这里。观看
and we could and should be with him when he's building his church.
所以我们也可以，我们也应该和他在一起，当他建造教会的时候。
And we should be worshiping him when he judges the world.
当他审判整个世界的时候呢，我们也应当去敬拜他。
And we should be reflecting his glory for all eternity. That's what we're going to do. We may as well get started now.
所以就是说我们呢在整个的永恒里呢我们要反射他的荣耀这就是我们现在就该去做的事情。
To be with Jesus is the marvelous privilege.
所以呢跟主耶稣基督同在这是一个奇妙的荣幸。
To be like Jesus is the marvelous result of being with him.
所以呢，就是说是你如果像主耶稣基督，那么说呢，就是你与他同在的一个奇妙的结果。
Jesus put it this way.
主耶稣基督这样说的。
He said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Our eternal life is getting to know Jesus.
所以呢，就是主耶稣基督说呢，这就是永生啊、这样呢，他们可以认识神，认识神差来的主耶稣基督。我们的工作呢，就是要去认识主耶稣基督。
So entertain him in your house.
所以在你家里招待他。
And watch him when he's teaching you.
当他教导你的时候呢，你要注意观看。
And work with him.
跟他一起做工。
In the great work of building the church.
在伟大的建造教会的工作里。
And worship him as he judges the world.
当他审判世界的时候，敬拜他。
And reflect him for all eternity.
就在整个的永恒里反射他的荣耀。
So Lord, we're thankful that you make these great truths simple.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩您让这些伟大的真理呢非常简单。
We acknowledge it's all about Jesus.
我们的就是说是啊，知道这所有都是关于主耶稣的。
Lord, may we all get to that point.
所以主啊，愿我们每一个人呢都能够会到这一点。
So we give thanks now for all your goodness to us in Jesus' name.
所以我们为您所有的美善对于我们来说呢，就是献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.